Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Those live team coverage, Oklahoma Tornado, begins now.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown sunshine, 54 degrees.
Morning drive delays are in full. Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour, I lost everything. That is a common refrain in Moore, Oklahoma, after a huge tornado roared through the nation's midsection.
The medical examiner now says 7 children are among those killed by the storm, but that number could change again. Brian Martin begins our live team coverage, Oklahoma Tornado, at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, the storm landed on 2 elementary schools. One teacher laid on top of 6 students to try to keep them from flying away, but there's only so much you can do when you're fighting 200-mile-per-hour winds. This guy lives near one of the schools.
It's like a battle zone. There's nothing standing. No trees, no houses for anywhere around, no landmarks. You don't even know where you are, where you're standing over there.
The medical examiner now says at least 24 were killed, not the original 51, with 7 of them children. Some students who went to the basement of the school drowned after they got trapped under debris. There's a lot of relief, though, and joy for survivors today. Our live team coverage, Oklahoma Tornado, continues now with ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
After a scared mother anxiously waited for word of her little boy as crews feverishly dug through the pile of debris that used to be an elementary school in Moore, Oklahoma, tears of joy as they were reunited. Steve McDonald helped rescuers, saying too many children they found hadn't survived.
I saw at least 3 myself.
Nick McMillan, a college student, won't forget.
I was a mile away, and you could see the debris, things getting thrown. I actually saw a pair of pants flying around.
He says it looks like bombs exploded. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A couple from Utah is moving to Oklahoma City in a couple of weeks. Michelle Huckabee says they got caught in a tornado at a hotel in Kansas.
I think we're a little bit more prepared. Now we know what to look for. The difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning and some of the different precautions to take when you see a tornado coming.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is reporting all of their missionaries in the storm zone are safe and accounted for.
Politics on KSL News Radio. More grilling for the IRS, this time in front of the Senate. The outgoing IRS commissioner is returning for a second congressional hearing. ABC's Vic Ratner reports.
Asking for copies of email, calendars, phone logs, and other evidence, committee chairman Democratic Senator Max Baucus and ranking Republican Senator Orrin Hatch sent 36 questions to the IRS in an effort to learn more. Outgoing IRS Commissioner Stephen Miller, who got a rough going over on the witness stand at a House committee last week, is back for more questions today.
A Senate investigation says Apple uses firms outside the United States to avoid paying billions of dollars in taxes. Now CEO Tim Cook will testify in front of the Senate today. Lawmakers say the strategies Apple uses are legal, but they raise questions about loopholes in the U.S. tax code. Apple says it pays an extraordinary amount in U.S. taxes.
Journalists across the spectrum are protesting new reports that the Obama administration targeted a Fox News reporter. They say the government traced phone calls and searched the email account of James Rosen. Journalism groups are concerned about how the government used search warrants rather than subpoenas to get Rosen's information.
Our top local story this hour. More details are emerging as we comb over the massive release of information related to the Susan Powell investigation.
Susan's parents are expected to react today. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with more. Andrew?
Amanda, Chuck and Judy Cox are expected to address reporters in Washington during the noon hour Mountain Time. Some things disclosed by police we hadn't heard until yesterday. One case file shows a woman claims Josh Powell met her through a dating service and struck up a sexual relationship with her as little as 6 months ahead of Susan's disappearance. It cost him $800. Then there are the voicemails.
We are on our way back, and I can't believe that somehow my brain missed the day. I thought today was Sunday.
He left that on the house phone, even though police reports showed Josh had Susan's cell phone when he returned from his infamous camping trip. The SIM card had been removed. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake police say a 6-year-old boy is in good condition at the hospital after he was attacked by a baseball bat at the hands of his own father. Neighbors called police to say they saw Nathan Jacobson chasing his son with the bat and hitting him. Jason Jacobson was arrested for investigation of child abuse.
One picture in Portland leads to a big fight, and the photo was of a former Weber State star. Cleon Wall is live with that story. Cleon?
Amanda, this is Damian Lillard and his anti-bullying campaign.
Respect.
But a couple of brothers from Portland say Lillard and his entourage had no respect for them. They took a picture of the NBA Rookie of the Year, and Lillard got upset with them. Jermaine Ulinwa says Lillard instigated the fight.
He actually looked like he was going to try to go up to my brother and start fighting him. And since he did that, the rest of the guys started getting like wild up too, and they thought it was okay to just start fighting out of nowhere.
One punch broke Ulinwa's nose. Portland police are trying to figure out how the group knows Lillard. Let's say Lillard is not a suspect. Live Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News, where the gas prices are going up the most in the country before Memorial Day.
Northbound I-15 at Point of the Mountain is backing up again just after it cleared out. We'll check it coming up on the 9s.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Dan is 36. He lives in his grandmammy's extra bedroom that he shares with Mammy's small Pomeranian pooch named Fluffy Concert Cupcake.
Huh? Who's there?
He runs a blog about pirates in the Pacific, yet he has a phobia of big open waters.
Hey, I can hear you.
Dan is a good guy. In fact, Grandmammy nicknamed him Champ. It's just that Dan has had a failure to launch. Dan should be doing more.
I have a phobia of doorknobs.
It's just that Dan gets his gray skin tone from basking in the glow of his computer.
Why, I thought that was normal.
Dan didn't learn that life is better outside Mammy's floral wallpapered house. He never got off the couch to find out physical activity would give him even more energy to seize the day.
That sounds exhausting.
Start reinforcing healthier habits now and discover how life gets even better for your children when you do. Learn how Intermountain Healthcare can help you increase your children's physical activity. Visit intermountainlivewell.org.
Are you still there?
Intermountain Live Well.
All of those who, as darkness fell, searched for survivors through the night. As a nation, our full focus right now is on the urgent work of rescue and the hard work of recovery and rebuilding that lies ahead. Yesterday, I spoke with Governor Fallon to make it clear to Oklahomans that they would have all the resources that they need at their disposal. Last night, I issued a disaster declaration to expedite those resources, to support the governor's team in the immediate response, and to offer direct assistance to folks who have suffered loss. I also just spoke with Mayor Lewis of Moore, Oklahoma, to ensure that he's getting everything that he needs. I've met with Secretary of Napolitano this morning and my Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor, Lisa Monaco, to underscore that point, that Oklahoma needs to get everything that it needs right away. The FEMA Administrator, Craig Fugate, is on his way to Oklahoma as we speak. FEMA staff was first deployed to Oklahoma's Emergency Operations Center on Sunday as the state already was facing down the first wave of deadly tornadoes. Yesterday, FEMA activated urban search and rescue teams from Texas, Nebraska, and Tennessee to assist in the ongoing search and rescue efforts, and a mobile response unit to boost communications and logistical support. So the people of Moore should know that their country will remain on the ground, there for them, beside them, as long as it takes. For there are homes and schools to rebuild, businesses and hospitals to reopen, their parents to console, first responders to comfort, and, of course, frightened children who will need our continued love and attention. There are empty spaces where there used to be living rooms and bedrooms and classrooms. And in time, we're going to need to refill those spaces with love and laughter and community. We don't yet know the full extent of the damage from this week's storm. We don't know both the human and economic losses that may have occurred. We know that severe rumbling of weather, bad weather, through much of the country still continues, and we're also preparing for a hurricane season that begins next week. But if there is hope to hold on to, not just in Oklahoma, but around the country, it's the knowledge that the good people there and in Oklahoma are better prepared for this type of storm than most. And what they can be certain of is that Americans from every corner of this country will be right there with them, opening our homes, our hearts to those in need, because we're a nation that stands with our fellow citizens as long as it takes. We've seen that spirit in Joplin and Tuscaloosa. We saw that spirit in Boston and Breezy Point. And that's what the people of Oklahoma are going to need from us right now. For those of you who want to help, you can go online right now to the American Red Cross, which is already on the ground in Moore. Already we've seen the University of Oklahoma announce that it will provide housing for displaced families. We've seen local churches and companies open their doors and their wallets. And last night, the people of Joplin dispatched a team to help the people of Moore. So for all those who've been affected, we recognize that you face a long road ahead. In some cases, there will be enormous grief that has to be absorbed.
President Obama speaking from the White House this morning, telling us that FEMA is on the way and all resources will be made available to the people in Moore, Oklahoma.
Check of traffic and weather together. Andy, where's the biggest problem out there?
Well, it's still pretty slow most of the way between Point of the Mountain and the South Interchange. That's about it. We have an accident on 114th South just before the freeway that's affecting traffic there. But it's really just the northbound drive towards downtown.
All right, Andy, thank you. KSL News Time is 8:12.
Are you doing what matters most? Are you creating fun memories with your family now? Don't spend your whole life waiting to live your dreams. Get your leisure life today. A Leisure Life is a company designed to help you create experiences and fun memories now. Join A Leisure Life today and open the door to luxury destinations at a fraction of the cost. High-end condos become a reality without expensive ownership and maintenance fees. Stay a full week at the price you'd normally pay for one or two nights. With A Leisure Life, you'll get better pricing than any major travel website guaranteed. Call 801-901-8FUN now to schedule your appointment and learn how you can get two free nights to Vegas, Branson, or Orlando absolutely free. Your kids may not remember what they got for their birthday last year, but you can bet they'll remember your family's next fun vacation. Start building fun memories today with A Leisure Life. Call 801-901-8FUN. That's 801-901-8386.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherlands.com.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world thrilled to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
Doug Wright.
This is going up the food chain rather than trickle down. This is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Bring out your guns. A Utah lawmaker wants to offer incentives to gun manufacturers if they relocate here. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Other local stories we're following this hour. West Valley Police have said they would reopen the Susan Powell case if they get new information, but for now, that case is closed.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership.
Things looking a lot better over much of the commute, but I-15 still really sluggish between Bluffdale and the South Interchange. Plus, we've got an accident out in West Jordan at 3300 West and 70th South. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and warmer today. It's going to be a nice one, up to 78. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra. Right now, it is 54 degrees downtown.
More and more electronics goods are being counterfeited, and it's getting harder to tell them from legitimate items. John Drengenberg of Underwriters Laboratory says even things as simple as an extension cord are fake these days, and the knockoffs are often poorly made and unsafe for the unsuspecting buyers.
They look exactly like the real thing. But the red flag is, are you getting it too cheap?
Police say another reason to avoid the fake goods, the money from counterfeit sales often goes to fund organized crime and terrorism.
I'm Amy Iverson with The Browsers. Some people say you can become an expert at anything if you practice hard enough. But new research out of Michigan State says sometimes that's not enough. Psychologists there say other factors play a role, like natural talent, intelligence, and at what age you begin to practice. In this study of music and chess players, researchers say they found that a person's working memory capacity may be the difference between good and fantastic. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
We will have more eyewitness reporting from the hurricane, from the tornado site in Oklahoma, coming up at 8:45 on KSL News Radio.
That is our top national story. Of course, the state medical examiner's office has revised the death toll from the tornado outside Oklahoma City. It is now 24 people instead of the original number of 51 that we had earlier this morning. 7 children instead of the 20 that they were reporting earlier. A spokeswoman says she believes some victims were counted twice in the early chaos of the storm.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
President Obama just finished speaking in Oklahoma. You heard part of his speech live right here on KSL News Radio. The president says Oklahoma needs to get help right away after this devastating tornado. Oklahoma County Commissioner Brian Maughan doesn't think any more could have been done to protect students in the schools.
Well, I know there's some criticism about the school, or could they have had enough areas. If you could see the devastation, I don't actually think there's anything that could have. It's an act of God.
This woman's finding a way to continue the search and rescue. She's found a way to remove herself emotionally from the task at hand.
A lot of it doesn't sink in until after the fact, you know, because we're in there and trying to keep your game face on, so to speak.
Adding to the misery of the search and rescue operations in Moore, Oklahoma, is the forecast for more rain. Nothing severe is expected in the city, but it has started to sprinkle there. More large storms are expected today in other parts of the Midwest. And leaders from several countries have expressed their sorrow and condolences this morning. The President of France and the Queen of England have both made statements. In other news, the Senate committee now says Apple never paid taxes on $74 billion of revenue. CEO Tim Cook is on Capitol Hill defending his company. The investigation found Apple uses affiliate companies outside the U.S. to avoid paying billions in income tax. And starting in 2016, amateur golfers can no longer use the long putter that anchors against their bodies. Two of golf's governing bodies have adopted the new rule. The putting stroke was used by 4 of the last 6 major champions. Here's the catch, though. The PGA hasn't necessarily agreed to this new rule just yet. The PGA is basically what oversees professional golfers here in the States. So we'll still wait and see what
happens.
Where
do we sign the petitions?
That's right.
All right,
you know, Scott Seeker is filling in for Doug Wright today, and he has an opinion about this. I'm going to ask him about that coming up just a minute on Utah's Morning News.
All right. You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour on KSL News Radio.
Right now it's 8:19. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what are you looking at now, Andy?
Just a lot of delays on I-15 between Bluffdale and 90th South. We've got our usual heavy and slow traffic, but some of it you're coming to a stop, especially right after 114th South, and then a little bit before 90th. But once you get past 90th, 7200 South and on into downtown, I see northbound traffic moving pretty smoothly. Ricky?
Andy, we've had a nice ride coming in from Davis County. It is running at good speeds. That's taking you from Hill Air Force Base all the way into downtown Legacy. That's holding up just fine. We have had a crash with injuries, an accident being reported in Murray on the boulevard there at 7th West, just to the south of 50th South. Visit a local Good Neighbor Pharmacy for a 2-for-1 Tuesdays Salt Lake Bees baseball voucher. For a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com. Click on Promotions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about our 7-day forecast now with Grant Wayman.
All right, guys, looking really nice today. A lot warmer than it was yesterday. Upper 70s and all in all partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and temps boosting into the low 80s in some places. A touch of a cool down on Thursday, mix of sun and clouds and 77. Still a pretty nice day. We'll see sunny on Friday, 76, and it looks like it will get warmer for much of the three-day weekend. We'll see sunny Saturday and 82, upper 70s Sunday, 70s Monday. Looks like it'll be dry through the three-day. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now downtown, we have 54 degrees and a lot of sunshine.
Oklahoma tornado. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
This just in on the tornado toll in Moore, Oklahoma. The medical examiner has now lowered the death toll from 51 to 24, including 7 children. Search is continuing to look for the dead, but a police spokesman says some may still be alive in the rubble.
There are still people in there we know that we will find today that are still buried in their cellars or just under debris. So let us get to those people and just save as many people as we can.
Half an hour from now, President Obama to deliver a statement on the disaster.
The White House response includes sending a self-supporting communication system for use by first responders as they coordinate search and rescue teams. The head of FEMA is on his way to Oklahoma. The president signed a major disaster declaration that opens the federal checkbook to individual victims of the storm.
That is Ann Compton reporting with Doug Limerick, and we'll have the very latest coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Scott Seeger is filling in for Doug Wright today. You'll be following everything in Oklahoma, Scott.
We are going to follow everything we can in Oklahoma City, and I don't know if you know this, but it was 2 years ago tomorrow that the tornado went through Joplin, Missouri, and wiped out a portion of that town. Lori Pritchard, who is one of the news anchors for Channel 5, went to Joplin, where she grew up, and went around the community, just looked at some of the sites that she was familiar with that weren't there anymore. She's going to join us. Yeah, she'll join us, and we'll start talking about that right at 9 o'clock, just to, you know, what is it like for a community, and how is Oklahoma City and Moore going to have to begin the process of recovery?
I wonder how this tornado compares to the one that went through Joplin. I don't know whether what the size of, not that it's relevant. Suffering is suffering.
But. Yeah, this one for Oklahoma City, they're saying it's at the top end of the F4 category. So it's almost.
It might be an F5. They say they might upgrade that.
Yeah, it's 200 mile an hour winds are one of the designations for an F5. But we're going to keep track of all of that. We're also going to keep track of the latest in the Susan Powell case and West Valley City saying that they're not going to pursue an active investigation in all of those documents that came out yesterday.
All right. Thank you, Scott. This portion of the news sponsored by Doug Smith Autoplex and American Fork. 7 brands, one stop. That's the Doug Smith experience.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
It's
the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors. You've heard me say the best office environments don't begin with great office furniture. They begin with great design. At Midwest, we know that great design accomplishes three things. First, it improves the functional working of your office. It enhances efficient workflow and personal productivity. It accounts for necessary personal, collaborative, and meeting spaces while integrating technology and utilizing every square foot effectively. Next, great design should look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. The aesthetic should be clean, timeless, and unique. It should help recruit and retain great talent, reflecting your company's goals, values, and success. It should impress. Lastly, great design should be value-driven. Look, expensive design solutions aren't inherently great. They're just inherently expensive. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your budget to benefit from great design. And at Midwest, you never will. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more. You'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata,
I will be the difference. Will you?
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese,
and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
Experimental insomnia drug, the medication from Merck, can help parents fall asleep, but side effects include daytime drowsiness and suicidal thinking.
The National Conference on Public Employee Retirement Systems is skipping its annual meeting this year. Organizers say that people who manage more than $3 trillion in pension funds are canceling the annual Hawaii meeting to avoid the perception that they're wasting money.
Outdoor retailer L.L. Bean is getting a new CEO, but it's staying in the family. Currently, the founder's grandson is CEO, but he's stepping down. And now L.L. Bean's great-grandson will take the reins. The company was founded in 1912 and still privately owned.
Checking your money at this moment, the markets are mixed. Dow Jones up 18, we're at 15,353. NASDAQ's down 5. S&P is down 0.5.
Team coverage coming up on KSL News Radio, the latest from the tornado zone in Oklahoma.
There's nothing better in the afternoon than getting home on time.
Big traffic problems on northbound I-15.
We have a tanker truck blocking the right lane of traffic.
I'm going to tell you about a bad accident northbound I-80.
Traffic behind that looks like it's just a sea of brake lights.
Get breaking news at your KSL preset and get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Get home on time.
You could probably use some alternative routes to get around that.
With Utah's afternoon news, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone,
the young or old,
smokers or non-smokers,
you or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of 6 leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Leader for home medical equipment, including wheelchair scooters and home oxygen.
You can join the Nightside Project for Seriously Thursday Night on Thursday from 7 to 10 at the Decadence Cafe, 584 West, 1600 North in Orem. Decadence Cafe, home to delicious desserts and Creole brew drinks. KSL News Time 8:29. Traffic and weather together on the nines, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Andy in the Traffic Center.
Well, if you're heading north on I-15, that's where most of our delay remains, and it's from the Bluffdale exit. Very thick traffic near Point of the Mountain that we don't normally see this time of morning, and it continues all the way through the 90th South exit. And after that, it really thins out, and then you're in good shape the rest of the way towards downtown. It's a little heavy in Murray, but not so bad, Ricky.
Andy, we are looking at a delay-free drive southbound I-15 for those coming from Ogden through Davis County into the Salt Lake Valley. We have had a crash with injuries. It may involve an auto versus bike at 7th North and about 1600 West. Before joint pain sidelines you, choose a health care plan that partners with a Mountain Star Healthcare Network. Visit MountainStarHealth.com for a hospital or clinic near you. Mountain Star, not bigger, just better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies today. Beautiful, warmer up to 78. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 57 degrees.
Still seeing northbound slowdowns on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour. A lot of tears in the Oklahoma town of Moore this morning as they search for survivors in the rubble of yesterday's tornado.
The EF4 tornado had winds of 200 miles per hour. Brian Martin begins our live team coverage. Oklahoma tornado at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, the medical examiner's office has lowered the death toll to 24 now instead of 51, with seven of them children. And we're now learning some of those children ran to the school's basement as the storm passed right over.
They suspect water lines broke and the children drowned because they couldn't get up from the debris.
Jason Leger rushed his family into a storm cellar. They were okay, but their home was destroyed. He describes the sound of the tornado as it came through.
It was loud, and then it was a very eerie calm whenever it finally went across.
This storm, though, could quickly become the deadliest tornado in U.S. history. ABC's Jim Ryan continues our live team coverage. Oklahoma tornado.
The killer storm has forced young children to face a terrifying reality. Even if they made it through the tornado, their parents might not have.
If my mom and dad are still alive, they're probably going to take us to a hotel to our house if we get out.
Josiah Parker attends Briarwood Elementary School, which was spared the worst of the storm's fury, but he fears that his house was flattened and he hasn't been able to find his parents. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Moore, Oklahoma.
And this young girl described what she did to survive the tornado.
I had to hold on to the wall to keep myself safe because I didn't want to fly away in the tornado.
Much of the nation's midsection could get more violent weather today. Hail, powerful winds, and isolated tornadoes in the forecast for parts of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma.
Utah Red Cross volunteers remain on standby and are prepared to deploy at a moment's notice. If you would like to help, you can automatically donate $10 to help the relief efforts in the Oklahoma City area by texting Red Cross to the number 90999.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The last week or so of scandal in the Obama administration doesn't seem to be affecting President Obama's approval rating. A CNN survey shows the president's personal popularity is actually going up. 53% of those surveyed say they approve of the job the president is doing. It was 51% in April.
President Obama will meet with the Chinese president in June. NBC News says the two will hold a two-day summit June 7th and 8th in Rancho Mirage, California. They'll talk about security and the economy.
Our top local story this hour, a Utah lawmaker wants to entice gun makers to come to Utah. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has the latest.
Senator Howard Stevenson maintains the state could see an economic impact from these businesses relocating here. It's timely because Beretta appears to be looking to move its Maryland operations because that state has enacted a so-called assault weapons ban. Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia are among the states already recruiting Beretta. Stevenson is suggesting on the Utah Senate's blog that he wants to reduce obstacles to relocating in Utah, and possibly he wants to eliminate the sales tax on equipment used to make guns. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Even though West Valley police say the Susan Powell disappearance case is closed, her parents say they will never give up. They are sifting through the pile of documents released yesterday and plan to talk about the new revelations today. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley has a look at what to expect.
The new details could have long-reaching impacts on some ongoing civil suits related to Susan's disappearance, as well as a tug of war over millions of dollars in life insurance payouts related to the death of Susan's two sons. Her imprisoned father-in-law, Steve Powell, is reportedly seeking the money. Her parents, Chuck and Judy Cox, holding a press conference in Washington State to talk about it. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
A Cache County woman is being charged with theft in connection with her role at a local Lions club. Peggy McDonald is the former treasurer for the organization. She is accused of stealing $16,000 over a period of 4 years.
The funeral services have been set for the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson. Sister Frances J. Monson will be laid to rest Thursday. The public is invited to honor her life at noon at the Salt Lake Tabernacle.
The Salt Lake County Council could show its commitment to a commitment registry today. Cleon Wall explains.
County Councilman Arlen Bradshaw says it's time to recognize what some would consider non-traditional families, and that includes same-sex relationships. The county would issue a document showing that a non-married couple has shared financial obligations and want to stay together for the long haul. It could help them receive health care coverage and other benefits from employers, but the commitment registry is not legally binding. The proposal will be read today. Bradshaw believes it will be passed next month. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
And Utah's morning news continues.
Screeners may seize a record amount of guns at Salt Lake International. I'm Paul Nelson.
Grant and Amanda with you on KSL News Radio. Thank you for getting your day started in the know.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Food. Chipotle Catering offers several delicious options that are perfect for any business meeting, event, or party. Feeding as few as 20 or as many as 200. Go to chipotle.com/catering for details or call 1-800-CHIPOTLE to order.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
And in life, The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 8:45, the death toll remains in flux after the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. ABC is on the ground with a look at the recovery efforts.
TSA screeners are seizing an alarming number of guns from Salt Lake International Airport. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports gun advocates are telling gun owners they need to take the extra step and make sure they don't accidentally bring their guns with them.
Some cities across the country are seeing a decrease in the number of guns seized, but Utah is on pace for doubling the number of guns found this year. In 2013, screeners have taken away 18 guns. Compare that to 20 guns taken all of last year. 2 weeks ago, the TSA seized 50 firearms nationwide in just 1 week, and that's a record.
Just in the past 7 days, two people have been arrested with handguns in their bags at Salt Lake International.
A man on the run in the UK is in jail after taunting police on Facebook. Authorities posted a mugshot of Sam Greenwood on the department's page, and he commented from his personal account, "Catch me if you can." Well, he was caught. Police added their own Facebook post, "Caught you. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go straight to jail."
Well, you may have more negotiating power when you go to buy that next used car.
Used car prices are coming down. During the recession, many were hanging on to their old clunkers as long as possible, which drove the supply of available used cars down and their prices higher. But now incentives for new cars and more optimism about the economy as buyers ready finally to replace their ride with some new wheels. And that's easing up demand at the used car lot, where prices fell 4.5% on average in April. Experts expect the trend to continue. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSL News Time is 8:39. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how's the commute look now, Andy?
Still a little rough on the south end of the valley, but it is improving over the last 10 minutes. Our worst slowdowns continue to be right before Bluffdale, near the Bangor Highway exit. And then it kind of starts to break up after 114th South. You'll be in heavy traffic, some reduced speeds, but by the time you hit 7200 South, you should be back to the speed limit. Ricky?
Andy, the rest of the valley freeways, the 201, I-215, I-80, even southbound I-15 coming from Ogden through Davis County, all in good shape. They have revised the location of that auto versus bike crash with injuries to 1500 West and 600 North. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. Can't be today like today. Sunshine 78. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9th of Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Downtown Salt Lake right now, 57 degrees.
We have triple team coverage on the traffic. Coming up Thursday and Friday right here on KSL News Radio.
We want to help you get out of town.
Because I know a lot of people are going to be headed out of town for the Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. So check it out this Thursday and Friday right here.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Well, after months of anticipation, it is almost here. Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical, Jersey Boy, arrives in Salt Lake City on Tuesday, June 4th.
That's the behind-the-music story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. It'll be at the Capitol Theater June 4th through the 16th only.
I saw this show on Broadway years ago, and it is fantastic, but I should warn you. It's about these four Jersey Boys, hence the name, Jersey Boys.
So a little salty language.
It's got a little salty language, It might be one that you go with your wife and not with your kids.
Well, too good to be true. That's how the New York Post raved about Jersey Boys. And, you know, got Frankie Valli, Bob Gaudio, Tommy DeVito, and Nick Mossy. These are rock and roll Hall of Famers.
And you think about all the songs that came out of this group, the Four Seasons. I mean, I think of What a Night.
Mm-hmm.
But you might think of Sherry.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
Ragdoll.
Ragdoll, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. The music from this show is fantastic.
They made 175 million records before they were 30. Good seats still available, but you better hurry, because once this supercharged sensation comes to town, tickets are going to go fast.
Don't miss your chance to see this blockbuster phenomenon, Jersey Boys, at the Capitol Theater June 4th through the 16th. Visit arttix.org today.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. It's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Turn up the sizzle in your summer and have some fun. And fire up the grill with lean beef. Its flavor and juiciness will satisfy both your taste buds and appetite. For delicious beef recipes and cooking information, go to utahbeef.org. And remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by Utah Ranchers and the Beef Checkoff.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, newly released police files say Josh Powell had an affair with a Utah woman just months before his wife disappeared. West Valley Police yesterday announced that they closed the case into Susan Powell's disappearance.
Other local stories we're following, Salt Lake County is considering setting up a commitment registry. It would let non-married couples register their relationships, including same-sex partnerships.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
North 15 still seeing scattered delays between Bluffdale and Sandy. It looks pretty slow, especially coming around that curve toward Bangor Highway where we don't normally see delays. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great day, sunshine at 78. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, lots of sunshine and the temperature is 57 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. Teams are continuing to search the rubble in Moore, Oklahoma. After that huge tornado tore a path at least a mile wide, the death toll was revised down this morning to 24 people, including 7 children.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world.
A group of prominent Utah Republicans are now mulling their options after the delegates of the Utah State Republican Convention on Saturday rejected new rules that would have opened up the election process to greater participation from the public. I'm joined by Deseret News political reporter Lisa Riley Roche. Lisa, this group of Republicans have threatened a ballot initiative to circumvent the caucus and convention process completely. Where are they on that?
Well, they want to take some time to look closely at their options. Running an initiative petition drive is expensive, time-consuming, and doesn't always succeed.
Well, and not only that, but the legislature a couple of years ago made it change the law to make it even harder to get initiatives on the ballot.
At this point, they would need more than 100,000 signatures. That's 10% of the voters in the last presidential race in at least 26 of 29 counties. That's not easy.
No, it's not. All right. Thank you very much, Lisa. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Oklahoma Tornado. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
The devastation from an F4 tornado is just beginning to take shape. An elementary school was completely demolished.
Rescuers have already turned their efforts from search and rescue to search and recovery. ABC's Sam Champion has details on some of the devastation.
Oh my God, that thing is getting huge.
At 2:40 in the afternoon, the tornado warning was sent to the residents of Moore, Oklahoma to take cover immediately. This is a tornado emergency.
Oh my God!
Now it's on the ground.
That's on the ground.
Got a tornado.
16 minutes later, the estimated mile-wide tornado touches down, just as students are getting ready to be dismissed for the day.
Shut it down!
Estimated at the strength of an EF4 twister with winds of almost 200 miles an hour, it tears through the Newcastle Moore area for a gut-wrenching 40 minutes, damaging those schools and leveling scores of homes. Some buildings later catch fire.
It is just ripping up everything in its path.
At 3:36, the tornado dissipates, and the hunt for survivors begins.
House is gone.
All the way to the ground.
Her car looks like it's been run through a meat grinder.
Those devastating winds tore a 12-mile gash in the earth from Newcastle to Moore, destroying a swath of what used to be the Oklahoma City suburbs.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if people lived in that one. I honestly do not know if people lived in that.
Just moments after the twister passes, helicopters capture survivors emerging to find their homes destroyed and rescuers working frantically, digging through debris to find others.
We were pulling walls off of people. There were people crawling out from everywhere and anywhere. It's basically just a war zone.
Blocks and blocks of neighborhoods reduced to smoking piles of wood and brick. Cars twisted into mangled heaps. Overnight, the streets are covered in dark, wet debris as officers try to control the chaos. This morning, the numbers are devastating and heartbreaking. Rescue crews go door to door, making sure no one's still trapped beneath the rubble.
A fourth day of storms is hampering rescue efforts, and we know that the head of FEMA is now heading to Oklahoma. And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time, 8:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Grant, if you're heading north on I-15, you've had a lot of odd delays this morning you don't normally see. Backups in the stretch between Bluffdale and Bangor Highway. Traffic right now still pretty sluggish from the 123rd South exit all the way up a little past 90th South. But by the time you get to 7200 South, it looks like you're back to the full speed limit. I don't see any delays on 21st South or the 215 West Belt heading north. Ricky?
Andy, over to the east, the I-215 East Side Belt and I-80 have also been in good shape all morning long, as well as southbounders coming in from Davis County. We still have the cleanup of an earlier injury accident, 1500 West and 600 North. Mosey Cloud backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the 7-day forecast.
The kickoff to summer is almost here, and we've got some pretty nice weather leading up to it. Partly cloudy today and 78, sunny, breezy 80s tomorrow. A touch cooler, mix of sun and clouds Thursday. We're back in the 70s. 70s Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny and low 80s. Sunday, upper 70s and sunshine. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, but it looks like it'll stay warm, 75. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
That sounds like a good
forecast. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Right now, 57 downtown.
I forecast dancing in the streets. Much merriment. This portion of the news sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare. Experience matters for heart care. Intermountain Heart Services, healing for life.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Linda Leckman with Healing for Life. A new study at Intermountain Medical Center shows that using smaller diameter intravenous catheters, known as PICC lines, provides significant advantages for patients. Smaller PICC lines dramatically reduce the rate of blood clots or deep venous thrombosis in patients' upper extremities. The result was decreased medical risk, discomfort, and cost of care for patients. Each year in the U.S., medical staff place over 1 million PICC lines. At Intermountain Medical Center, 6% of patients receive a PICC line. Scott Evans, the study's leader, hopes the link between smaller diameter PICC lines and lower deep vein thrombosis rates will encourage clinicians nationwide to use these. The study ran in the March edition of CHEST, the official publication of the American College of Chest Physicians and the nation's leading journal on the diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of thrombosis-related disorders. Intermountain's PICC reforms received praise from Dr. Samuel Goldhaber, cardiologist and director of anticoagulation services at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He says the study's authors have translated mathematical modeling theory, clinical evidence, and commitment to quality improvement to score a victory for their patients. I'm Dr. Linda Leckman with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey, if you own a home or you want to own a home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll guide you through the lending process with their salary-based mortgage consultants, whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and a loan that meets your individual needs. If you still haven't refinanced your FHA loan, you cannot afford to wait any longer. You must call American Financing today. The government is making significant changes to FHA loans. The big change will be the duration of time the mortgage insurance is required. After June 3rd, 2013, FHA loans may be required to carry mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. This could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. There are several types of loan programs that do not require mortgage insurance, and American Financing can help you finance any of these. If you've been hesitant about refinancing or purchasing, wait no longer. Call American Financing now before these changes go into effect. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Is 2.69. Visit uccu.com.
We've had descriptions from the area, Moore, Oklahoma, near Oklahoma City this morning that are just heartbreaking. And, you know, we've talked about there are a lot of confusion in the initial reports about the casualties, but 24 confirmed dead, 7 children at this hour. And people can donate $10 if they text the word Red Cross to the number 90999. That's something that you can do immediately to help out. Again, that is text the word Red Cross to 90999.
And this hearing is going on in the Senate, Grant, which is something that has not gotten as much attention because of the tragedy in Oklahoma. This
the IRS
hearing of the
hearing?
Former IRS director, Miller. And Senator Hatch accused him of lying by omission by not disclosing that the Tea Party was being singled out.
Is that one of those, well, nobody asked me?
Right. It sort of is. So we'll continue to follow that also here on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, Yahoo just acquired Tumblr. That was big news yesterday. And now it is rebooting Flickr. Yahoo has redesigned the photo sharing site to emphasize photos rather than text or white space. Officials say they want to make Flickr awesome again.
The U.S. Treasury is facing possible default on the national debt. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says he will tap into 2 government employee retirement funds to buy more time. The law allows him to remove investments from these funds to make room for more borrowing until the debt limit is raised.
2 rival online restaurant takeout services are combining forces. Seamless North America and Grubhub are creating one new company that will cover more than 20,000 restaurants across the country.
Checking your money at this moment, Dow Jones is up 6. We're at 15,342. The NASDAQ is down 4, and the S&P is down 1.4.
KSL News Time, 8:56.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quicksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, 1 per person household per day. Only valid on same-day receipts dated May 24th through the 27th, 2013. And not valid on gift card purchases. Visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284.
At Whipple Service Champions at 444 Fast, we'll unplug any drain line with our powerful motor-operated electric spinning drain cable machine for just $69. This is not snagging hairballs with a fishhook. For just $69, we'll use powerful electric spinning cables to clear any blockage, including roots. For greased up, gunked up, crusted on, or root-penetrated pipes, for an additional charge, we'll deploy our ultra-high-pressure inline pipe rejuvenating system to scour your pipes to the bare walls and give you one of the industry's longest guarantees. Pipes should be self-scouring, but they're not when they're full of stuff that catches other stuff. Stuff happens, and then stuff is all over your basement. Call your Best Choice Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST. You get Utah's A-plus rated, best of state Whipple Service Champions, shoe cover wearing, clean cut, drug tested, background check technicians who won't leave a mess. Special pricing good during standard business hours.
And impress.
8:59, traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, the I-15 drive looking better at the point of the mountain portion. In fact, it looks like you're back to the speed limit now all the way down the hill and up to the Bangor Highway exit. It looks like traffic's still busy in the stretch between Bangor and 90th South, but even that has finally begun to break up. Ricky?
Andy, we are in good shape southbound on I-15 from Ogden through Davis County right on into downtown Salt Lake City. The 201, I-215, I-80, problem-free. Murray Arts in the Park. Evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show. Phone 801-264-2614.
Who are you calling an old-time radio show?
No one I know. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, weather-wise, we're going to have a beautiful day today. High of 76 degrees. It is 57 right now, downtown Salt Lake.
Scott Seeker's filling in for Doug Wright. Where do you start, Scott?
We're going to start off with the very latest, obviously, on the Oklahoma tornado. The devastation there has just been incredible to see. And how many homes were destroyed? And then right next door, a home is
barely damaged. Barely damaged.
The death toll, unfortunately, 24. But it's better than the original 51,
better.
They thought.
They were saying 91 earlier this morning. Yeah. All right, Scott, we'll be back tomorrow, 5 to 9.
Utah's first